COVID cases are falling, hospitalizations are stable, and the clamour to reopen society is beginning in earnest. The National Public Health Emergency Team will issue its latest guidance on Thursday. That's tomorrow, but Cabinet meets today to discuss the possibility of lifting restrictions early. And we're joined in studio now by the Green Party leader and Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Communications, Eamon Ryan. Minister, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the programme. Is it your expectation that the Cabinet will decide today to remove some of the restrictions which are currently in place?
No, I think it's more likely probably Friday. We could wait until early next week, but I think it might be better on Friday to give people advance notice. It'll be next week, towards the end of next week, I expect that we'll start to see the restrictions starting to be lifted. I think that timeline that Tánaiste just said yesterday makes sense in terms of, if you look at a lot of the restrictions, they're in place, or they've been legislated for through to the end of the March. And so by that time, I hope and expect, and we have to be careful with COVID, it can keep changing, so nothing is certain. But certainly the position we're in at the moment is a lot better than it looked a number of weeks ago. The numbers in ICU have held steady. The level of virulence of the virus, the health consequences, while for some people still very significant, no one should underestimate, no one should downplay the severity for some people, but not in the same numbers as previous variants. And that looks like it's going to give us the chance to start lifting restrictions quickly, in my mind, very widely. And then the final restrictions, subject to the virus not changing as it has done in that sort of time frame.
But just to be clear then, what you're saying is that there will be a further meeting on Friday. Is that what it looks like?
We expect to meet at the Cabinet Subcommittee on Friday, and Cabinet is likely. It could run, we could decide to have it next Tuesday instead when we have an ordinary Cabinet meeting. But either we'd be giving people a number of days advance notice, people to get ready, as we start to lift some of the restrictions.
Does that mean then that there won't be any restrictions lifted this weekend, for example?
Well, that would depend on, we'd have to decide in Cabinet if we saw the case for that, but I don't think there's that sort of immediate. It's more likely into next week.
Okay, and next week then, what are we looking at? I mean, are we going to see the 8 o'clock curfew coming to an end next week? Is that what you're hoping for?
Yes, I think we need to start bringing back some of our social life. I think that's important for our health, well-being, welfare. I mentioned the other day, I was quoting the Irish Times, I think the likes of our sporting or cultural events, artistic events, that particularly outdoors, obviously first, it makes sense that we start bringing them back. In my mind as well, it's important that people who are working from home do start to have the chance of going back in, particularly into the office, or a lot of young people particularly, I think they've missed out at the benefits you get from that socialisation. So in my mind, fairly quickly, restoring the return to work, that happening.
Okay.
Return to the office. A lot of people are in work, but those who aren't, being able to come back in.
You've spoken about three things there now: the return of hospitality, the reopening of venues, of sporting venues to full capacity, and the return to work. In what sequence might they happen?
Those details will have to be worked out. I don't preempt. We haven't the final details for that, but our officials are working on that. We'll obviously, NEFID are meeting tomorrow, and they'll give their advice. But I think we're all of the view that given the Omicron has done what one thing that was expected. It was expected that it would be a very sharp spike. There's a very, very fast rise and then an equally fast fall. To date, and as said, we will have to keep an eye on this. I'm keeping looking at other countries, keep looking at Denmark at the moment to see why is it that their numbers have gone up again. We don't want to prejudge it, but I think it is following the course that we thought it would on that very rapid downward spike. The vaccination and the booster program we've done has worked. It is working. I think it's important, if there was giving one message out today, I think particularly a lot of younger people, large percentages there haven't availed of the booster. I'd encourage them to do so for their own health and for the wider health of the country. That has worked. What we've done there, I think, particularly in Ireland, because we've such high levels, has been really significant in allowing us to get the numbers down.
You mentioned the booster there. Might people still require to have had that booster shot before they can go into a pub or a restaurant after March, when those legal restrictions are due to come to an end?
Well, my expectation is, given if we don't see a change in the current pattern, that as the Taoiseach just said yesterday, yes, we could start lift all restrictions, including those ones. But that's 2 months away, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
And what about the requirement to wear masks in shops? When do you see that and schools indeed? When do you see those restrictions coming to an end, or do you?
Again, and that's the sort of area where we'd be looking for the health advice as well, because it's very much a health measure and a recommendation. I don't think that needs to be immediately withdrawn. I think for a lot of people, the likes of in retail or others, it hasn't been as big an imposition as some of the other restrictions. So I think if I was identifying ones we want to do really quickly, it is the likes of return to a more normal social life, return to the office, return to cultural and sporting events.
And just finally on this point, Eamon Ryan, if the cabinet decides to meet again on Friday, presumably you would meet on Friday if you were going to take some immediate measures to ease restrictions rather than meet next week.
It's not absolutely set yet. The one reason you'd meet on Friday is to give people advance notice, not necessarily to do something on that day.
All right. I want to turn now to the concerns raised by a number of politicians in the southeast that Waterford could lose its search and rescue base. This stems from a new tender for the Irish Coast Guard Aviation Service, which references a minimum of 3 helicopter bases instead of the current 4 bases, which operate out of Dublin, Shannon, Sligo and Waterford. Is Waterford in danger of losing its search and rescue base?
I don't expect so. We are in a pre-qualification. We have a lot of interest, which is very encouraging, and we will go into a tender process, and this is the moment where we will consider those final details as to how specific in terms of number bases that we need. The deputies and senators from the area are making a valid point. There is going to be a huge, particularly increase in marine life and marine activity, not just in the southeast, but particularly the southeast in coming years. We're looking at bringing a new offshore cable into Great Island in Wexford. We're looking at Rosslare Port as one of the centres where we can develop what's going to be our biggest industry, offshore wind.
Yes, and so you're making their case for them there now. So can you guarantee them then that they won't lose their helicopter and their base?
I'm going to have to go back to government, and when you're doing these tendering process, you have to do it in a proper, organised way, so we get best value, and that we get the best service. This is critical. This is life and death, as we know, to our cost in this country on a number of occasions. This is a life and death issue that we have to get right. I'm confident we will and can, and that yes, I think that the case for a base in the southeast is something that we will look at. And look at the tendering process as we move into it now to make sure we have the right service available for what is going to be a huge increase in our marine life activity.
If you have that huge increase, then why does this tender allow for a reduced number of bases going from 4 down to 3?
We're at the pre-qualification phase, so it's not that's not sending the next step is to set more details.
Yes, but the government sets the tender criteria, so you could have when you went out to tender, you could have said we're tendering for no fewer than 4 helicopter bases.
And it wasn't being specific, it wasn't ruling out 4. So there wasn't, people read into that maybe more than they should have. It wasn't being saying, you know, we shouldn't have a base here or we should have a base there. But we have, I said, the critical thing was firstly to make sure that we have operators who are interested in making a bid. It seems clear we have that now. Our job is to go back to say, okay, here's the more specific elements of the tender, and I'll go to government with that first.
But if all of your bidders suggest or only bid for 3 helicopters, then you're in a bind then, aren't you?
No, we're at a point where we've engaged in consultation and checking to see what the views of the industry are. We will listen to that, listen to the views of various of our own deputies, and then we will go to the tender process with the more specific and detailed arrangements.
Will you meet the group of 17 TDs and senators who've raised concerns about this? They're seeking an urgent meeting with you.
I'm meeting our colleagues all the time, and my door is always open to them. So I don't see that being a restriction at all.
So you will meet this particular group, will you?
I think there's 17 of the Oireachtas members, and I've already been engaged with a good number of them, so that will continue.
Okay. I want to ask you about the champagne gathering at the Department of Foreign Affairs in June 2020. Minister Simon Coveney has asked the Secretary General of his department, Joe Hackett, to investigate that gathering. Should that inquiry be carried out by somebody independent of that department who doesn't work there and doesn't have to work closely with the civil servants involved?
Well, it was an issue around workplace guidance and whether the guidance was adhered to. The Secretary General is the accounting officer for the department, and I think that's the appropriate place to do it. It isn't just the Secretary General. The Oireachtas Committee, as I understand, will be questioning Mr. Coveney, and that'll be subsequent to that work being done. So I think that is the appropriate way of dealing with it.
So you think it's all right for civil servants to investigate themselves, their own activities?
Yes, that's his job. He is the accounting officer, and if there's something has happened within a department regarding to the workplace guidelines, in this case, I think that's the appropriate measure.
We have seen, though, in the UK, for example, where in a similar or related circumstances, you have an outsider or somebody, a former civil servant, being brought in to investigate things like this.
I don't think they're exactly similar circumstances. My understanding is it Miss Gray, Sue Gray, who is also from there within their civil service, who's been asked to do that work. So I think
former civil servant,
but I think an appropriate approach has been taken here. I don't think it's the same as what's happening in the UK.
And do you believe that gathering was legal or illegal at the time?
I think the department immediately acknowledged and was very public. It wasn't appropriate, and immediately acknowledged that 2 years ago.
All right, Minister Eamon Ryan, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today.